Another 5-minute mystery. Night in a desolate part of rural England. As the curtain rises, two men are making their way against the wind and snow.
Hey, George Gunstall, haven't seen a blizzard like this since 1906.
I'm sorry I had to call you out on a night like this. But when young Mr. Stanhope called me on the telephone, I thought you'd better come along, too.
What did young Stanhope say?
Nothing, save when he thought something was gone wrong up at the house, and I'd better come straight off.
I hope it's nothing serious, Gunstall. Things have been rather troublesome at the old house ever since young Stanhope married that... Oh, well, no matter. Here we are. I'll knock.
You're too late, too late. Why didn't you come sooner?
Oh, come now, John. Pull yourself together.
Oh, but
why did you telephone Constable Harrison?
Father's dead. He's dead. They
what?
Murdered him.
Dead? Jack Stanhope dead?
Yes. This morning, there was a letter addressed for Father. And it was a threat from someone to kill him if he didn't leave 1,000 pounds at the old willow tree by 5 o'clock this afternoon. There was no name signed.
Well,
go on.
I showed him the letter and suggested he call the police, but he wouldn't. Finally, tonight, about 9 o'clock, I was so frightened that I called Constable Harrison myself.
And between the time you called and now it happened?
Yes.
Where's your father?
We found him in the library. Come.
Very strange, Constable. Very strange.
Can't you make anything of it, Doctor?
Very little. You see, there are no marks. Not a single mark of violence on the body. He wasn't stabbed. He wasn't shot. I'm quite sure he wasn't poisoned. How was he killed? Oh.
Sure, and I'd like to get my hands on the spalpeen that did it.
In good time, Constable, in good time. Oh, good evening, Mrs. Stanhope.
Good evening, Doctor. I'm sorry that we must meet again under circumstances such as these.
Your father-in-law was an old friend of mine, Mrs. Stanhope. John, yes? Are you sure no one was here today but yourselves, Mrs. Stanhope, you and your father?
Yes, I'm sure.
Strange, very strange.
Doctor, what do you make of that drop of water we found on old Mr. Stanhope's cheek, right below his eye?
As I say, I make nothing of it. It's all too deep for me. Have you had a look for footprints outside the window?
Well, I'm afraid the snow's covered them by this time if there were any, but I'll have a look.
No, wait. I'll look.
I'm quite sure you'll find no footprints out there, Doctor. I would suggest that you call in the regular police.
We might as well have a look around first. This window is certainly hard to open. Foster's got it, I suppose. What's this?
Let me see. Why? It looks like someone's fingernail.
It is a fingernail, Constable. Someone broke it trying to open this window. And from the inside.
Why should anyone want to open the window from the inside?
I don't know, unless... Yes, of course. A drop of water. The absence of any wound. Of course, that's it.
What are you talking about, Doctor?
Jack Stanhope was killed with an icicle, Constable.
Are you insane, Doctor? How could anyone kill another with an icicle?
You ought to know, Mrs. Stanhope, since you killed him.
What?
It's the truth.
Why?
He couldn't die quick enough for you, could he?
Wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'll tell you. Your husband's allowance wasn't large enough. You wanted his father to increase it. He wouldn't. You couldn't wait till John inherited his patrimony. You had to kill to get it at once.
No.
You sent a threatening letter to throw suspicion elsewhere.
You'll have to prove every word of this, Doctor.
I intend to, Mrs. Stanhope. You broke an icicle from the ledge outside the window. The mark still shows where you broke it. With that icicle, you pierced John Stanhope's brain through the eyeball.
Sylvia!
It's a lie, a big lie.
Let me see your hand, Mrs. Stanhope.
I refuse.
You forced me to employ methods.
Oh, you beast, let go of my hand.
You see, Constable, this fingernail which I found on the windowsill was broken from Mrs. Stanhope's index finger. It not only fits pretty well, but bears the same polish. Your handcuffs, Constable.
Let me go!
It's a pretty hand, Mrs. Stanhope. Too bad we have to spoil them with these bracelets.
Oh.